Once again, here we go. I feel like it's Groundhog Day, and I went through the same thing all over again. I don't know how many years ago. It wasn't that long ago. But I've learned today a few things about real estate. Is literally going into closing, notarized and signed, a real estate attorney explaining that they should have been upfront and honest to let you know where the property lines are. You purchased the property with two driveways and two garages. There was an easement, but what we were told and what was signed does not match of what's going on now. Now we've lost an entire driveway with a car on the driveway that's not in my name, not my vehicle. I'm going to leave it at that. But now realizing that if you have rock on a driveway and you redid an entire driveway, and then you realize this, what you signed is not even accurate, and you realize you purchased a house, you pay this extra money for part of your property that you're told is yours, you go to the title company, you sign it, and witness in front of everybody, and this really happened, folks. And then you realize 7 years later, it's not. But then putting all this rock and, you know, making the house look nice, and then you realize, what, a couple of years later, whatever situation, that what you're told is not even accurate where your property lines are at. I'm not surprised this happened, but I'm going to say this. Men, when you talk to women, respect ladies. You don't have to be talking to someone and a woman, especially me, in how I feel, a very derogatory way, a very not nice way. I'm going to say once again, as society, nobody respects anybody. And getting into personal matters is not anybody's business. If people want to talk about me in an area that I'm not from, let them talk. People are going to talk about you, whether it's good or bad, no matter where you live. If I lived my life concerned about what everybody thought about me, boy, that would be a pretty miserable life. But people are going to say and talk however they want. But when somebody is talking to me in a way that is not respectful, it doesn't have to, you don't have to talk to me like a child or in a way that is not okay. It's not okay. And I'm trying to adult and figure out the situation to matter, why a real estate attorney is trying to figure out what the heck's going on, and why it happened, allow them to do the research and figure out what happened during closing. This is literally happening. I will podcast about it, but I will never have a man talk to me. I dealt with it before throughout my life, and I'm not going to deal with it. I have enough respect. I'm not going to allow it. And that's not okay. And the way I was talked to is not okay either. That's not okay. You know, it's not okay. Ladies, with your boys, I don't care how many you have, make sure that they always treat women with the utmost respect. And maybe I'm too damn old-fashioned, old school, but that's not okay. You know, and no matter, folks, there are a lot of areas in this United States, and I'm not the only one who's experienced this, and it's a tight-knit community. Everybody's grown up and raised together, and the outsiders are not welcome. Okay? People out of town, not welcome. I have never felt welcome. That's the truth. I'm never going to feel welcomed. This is not the house, again, I'm going to say, I wanted to buy. This was the house Eric wanted to buy. It's been nothing but problems and trouble, and I'm tired of it. So literally now figuring out is what to do with a vehicle, what to do with rock that I'm looking at the paperwork that was signed at closing 7 years ago, and it's not matching where these pens are at, you know, and knowing if I'm talking to a man and you know I'm not a surveyor or anything, can you please talk to me, sir, with some respect and as an adult? You know, you can make all the jabs you want at me. You know, you can call me names, whatever. You know, that doesn't bother me. I could care less. I don't live my life that way. Okay? But when I'm trying to talk and figure out a solution and it goes nowhere, I mean, it's just, it's, once again, you know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But this whole mess happened years ago. And I literally hit that point. I was just tired of it. I didn't want to be around anybody. I'm done. I said this yesterday. If you can't respect me, don't be around me. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. That's the gift you give to me. Because I don't want to be around anybody that has no respect. But if you're not respecting me in society, if we don't respect each other, then we don't respect anyone either. We're not respecting anyone. Numerous phone calls made. At the end of the conversation, it was the same thing I said. Is the problem is today's society, nobody respects anybody. There's no respect at all. There's a lot of bullying. There's a lot of intimidation and a lot of bullying. You know, I don't get it. But when somebody clearly, and I'm stating that what I'm looking at and what a real estate attorney is providing and what they're emailing me and what the county's emailing me and then what you're telling me, I understand, but I'm not a realtor and I don't know nothing about pens. But if you approach me and talk to me as a lady, as a man, that I feel is not okay, I'm going to tell you it's not okay. And I don't appreciate that. You know, I will not be talked to like that. You know, so at this point, this is the truth. Purchased a house, they're realizing that the land that we purchased is not the land that was legally notarized and signed. And we purchased that land that we were told is our land. We're both on the deed and title. My house is sold. It's both of ours, okay? That's the way it is. It's nobody's business, my marital status or what I'm going through with the marriage. Please don't ask me and be intrusive because I'm not asking you what's going on with your marriage or how you're doing. And I don't appreciate that. And that's disrespectful too. To say everybody's talking about me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let them talk whatever they want. No? I'd be more concerned that nobody is talking about me. I'm more happy they are. At least they're concerned to see what I'm doing. I mean, if everybody's that bored and they need some gossip, let them. I'll give them. I'll make some up too. Just let me know. But my problem is that we don't adult anymore. We don't talk as adults. Men are not respecting ladies. I'm not saying everybody, but from what I experienced once again is, and having somebody else on the phone listening to this is not okay. To talk to me in a tone and a manner when you can talk to me nice is not okay. And once again, getting me involved in a conversation that's between you and another man and you once again put me in the middle is not okay either. I will not get involved in that. But I have medical bills and treatments that I'm looking at and a surgery that's not going to be 100% covered and thousands of dollars worth of drainage rock that I realize it's on a property that we purchased is not ours. So of course I'm going to sell the damn drainage rock. Oh, hell yes, I am. Because I'm going to take that damn money and use it towards my surgery coming up. So I can get a pain pump. I can go into some peace and quiet. And I can stay away from the public. Because if this is how we are, folks, and we keep disrespecting, bullying, chastising, gossiping, talking, whatever, I don't want to be around anybody. And it's not all like that, but the percentage rules, I'm sorry, it does. You know, I think I've learned today a great lesson that I don't believe any realtor of anything they say. And when it comes to closing, I mean, you better get a real estate attorney sitting next to you before you sign the paperwork, because I think that's the only way, as I was told by real estate attorney this morning, it's the only way it's going to stick. You know, you got the house together to sell. I think your best bet, Kim, is to sell the rock. Get rid of it. Because you're going to go in and you're giving this rock that wasn't purchased with the house. You're thinking you have two driveways. It's not even a little tiny bit is even yours. But that's not what you signed and told. But this gentleman doesn't understand that. This is what you're told. It's not a pissing match or an argumentary thing. Is I'm handling that. And I made that clear. But I don't want any guy to ever disrespect me and talk to me not as a lady. Because I'm not a man, and please talk to me as a woman, a lady. It's not okay. It's never going to be okay. It was never okay. It's not going to be okay. Ladies, have some self-respect for yourself. Anybody listening to it, too, and you're a woman, and you're not saying anything, you have no respect for yourself either, but you're not respecting other women either. That's not okay. I've done that throughout my life. I ever heard a guy talk to a woman in a tone, in a manner that's not okay? I mean, I don't know about anybody else in middle school, but a little bit of sir. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, show a little bit of respect. She is a woman. I've never had anybody saying that to sit there and say anything, but just look at me. And whether they continue talking to a woman in a tone that shouldn't be, I don't know. But that's not okay. But getting me involved again in matters between somebody and Eric is once again going through the same old song and dance. And I'm just tired of it. I'm just not going to put up with it. But to end the driveway in another saga of drama that I'm tired of and I don't want any part of, leave me out of it. Leave me hell alone. At this point, you know, if people can't respect me, don't like me, then just don't look at me. You don't need to talk to me, period. You can talk whatever the hell you want about me. I could care less. It's not going to change my life any which way or whatever. I'm going to be more concerned you're not talking about me. So please feel free to talk about me because at least I know you care enough to know what's going on or creating whatever you want. At least I know you care. Wink, wink. But that's just, you know, having somebody older listening to somebody talking to me the way that they did, that's not okay. That's not okay at all. That's not okay. But getting down to it, no. What was purchased is completely different, the property lines of what was bought on the loan compared to 7 years later of what it is. It's absolutely shocking, but I've seen so many things throughout my lifetime and nothing surprises me. I don't believe anything anybody says. I haven't been that way in a while, and I definitely don't now unless you show me proof. I don't believe what anybody says. But men, you don't have to go talking to any lady disrespectfully because you're mad at another guy or you have a situation with a guy. You handle it with the guy. Don't get the woman involved. But that's not okay to talk to me like that. That's not okay. That's not okay at all. At all. So, looks like I'm going to be figuring out who wants to buy a hell of a lot of white drainage rock. That's all I got to say. And I have a downspout that, well, that's going to be easy. That just gets moved. And I have somebody else's vehicle that I don't want to get them stressed out and stuff. I'm just going to figure out either I'm going to put it in the other driveway or I'm going to figure something out. I'm not getting them involved in stuff. They don't need it. And that's called respect. Regardless of whether respects me or not, I'm still going to be the person that I was, but I will not tolerate being talked to like a child and not like an adult. That's not okay. That's not okay at all. You know? And if I had kids and bless, and I had boys, you better bet their butt. They will respect women no matter what. Sorry, I'm just old school maybe. I don't know. But lesson for everyone, since they're getting into the real estate time and you know, don't believe anything a realtor tells you. Don't believe what your person that comes around and, you know, does the, what's it called? They come in and do the, whatever the hell when they come around your property. I can't even think what the hell it's called. Don't believe them either because this was person that was provided by the VA inspection. And then they have their people that survey and they're telling you and they're literally writing down where our property lines are and that. Oh, this is accurate stuff. Then you go to closing, you're notarizing this. And then you find out 7 years later, no, it's not. You know. And men, sorry. Don't bring a lady in on conversations that's between men because I clearly told you I'm not a man, but I don't appreciate the way you talked to me. That wasn't okay.